morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Welcome to Terrible Soup. First thing I need to know is, a lot of you veterans have heard this stuff before. I enjoy eating, but we pass the field every year as first timers. So for all of them, whether you can just receive along with me, we go out this way. We go behind a pace vehicle. It's a blue pickup truck. Good experience, long distance rider. He knows what he's doing. He said last year somebody rolled up alongside him and said, could you please go a little faster? He knows what he's doing. Don't be advising him on his job. He knows what he's doing. We've got 10 miles and 20 signals to get through. Those first 10 miles are neutralized. Stay behind the sag. If you pass the sag, you're DQ'd. Don't do it. Stay behind it. And use those 10 miles as a kind of a self-feeding mechanism. If you're one of the alpha riders who is going to be contending for the top 10, get to the front. If you're just one of these people who thinks you're going to be lucky to finish by daylight, don't be in the front group, because when we leave town, we're on a narrow road, no shoulders. That's not the place to get sorted out. Sort yourself out in the 10 miles before you leave town. When we come back, we come in from this direction, and we come in behind the building over here, through the plaza and behind the building. Going down the road past the place. And assuming all that number, the way we know who's not here, who the did not starts are, is the numbers left on the ground. So if you know your buddy's not coming and you think you're doing us a favor by picking up his number, you're not doing us a favor. I hope you haven't done that. You must check in at every rest stop with your number. It's not the responsibility of the rest of our workers to get your number. It's your responsibility to give them your number. That's how we keep track of you. We don't want to lose everyone. Now, besides the DQ for passing the pace vehicle, I've got two other things that can easily get you DQ'd. One is riding like an idiot, especially on the first two descents that we get to in the first 20 miles, Bennett Valley and the backside of Trinity. We have a policy that if you ride so stupidly that you cause an accident that takes out other riders and everybody around you says, yeah, he was the one, he was the squirrel, then you're not only DQ'd this year, you're DQ'd forever. So just stay within yourself. And this is where you can repeat after me. You cannot win this on a downhill, but you can lose it. Please don't be letting your testosterone get away from you on those first downhills. Way too many accidents on those hills. And the final DQ is pissing around our rest stop. I don't care what you do out in the middle of nowhere where you want to water a bush, that's fine. If you're in one of our rest stops in a settled area and you do it and you're seen doing it, you're out. We've almost lost two rest stops because of that, from complaints from citizens. Don't do that. Okay, now, we're running our traditional old course for our 30th anniversary this year, and you've seen it advertised as 211 miles. The good news is, now that we've measured it with good GPS software, it turned out to be only 208 miles. The bad news is, it's still 11 miles longer than our normal course. It's only 197 miles. So you still have the number of extra miles.
I always thought it was a 200.
There was a 3-mile error that was introduced about 15 years ago, somewhere in Napa Valley. Your current maps are correct. So anyway, all these years your maps have been wrong. Now they're correct. There are 8 sections of gravel on the back side of the geyser. They're all small. Some of them are on downhill. finally, Camp Walla. We're still figuring out exactly where the rest stop is. Just look around, you'll find it. Okay, 30 seconds.